Editor's note: Ms. Gelinas writes an open letter to Sylvia Jones, Minister of Health. Dear Minister Sylvia Jones, on June 11, 2025, your government announced expanded access to fertility treatments offered by your ministry. Aside from the tax credit offered for privately funded IVF treatment, there is also mention of a province-wide call for applications to the Ontario Fertility Program, $250 million to expand the Ontario Fertility Program to cut waitlists and triple the number of families connecting to government-funded fertility services in hospital and community clinic settings. As the MPP for Nickel Belt, I would like to know what selection criteria are being used to ensure that patients in Northern Ontario will receive equitable access to these resources. There are no IVF clinics in Northern Ontario, only satellite monitoring centers. The government's current criteria effectively prevent all northern and rural clinics, which lack the population base to support a standalone IVF service, from directly receiving any portion of this funding. How can we ensure that patients in Northern Ontario receive an equitable share of this proposed support? Has your ministry included in its plan criteria to ensure Northern Ontarians who want to grow their families can access these fertility treatments in an equitable fashion? Many living in northern communities drive long hours to access essential health care, let alone specialized services such as IVF. Without access to fertility services, my constituents and Ontarians living in neighboring ridings will not be able to make use of the tax credit. I look forward to hearing how your ministry has included Northerners in the plan to triple the number of families able to benefit from publicly funded fertility treatment. France Gelinas, Nickel Belt MPP.